Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
All right, so Brandon Ayuk is not even practicing for the San Francisco 49ers. More than a year after tearing his ACL, MCL, and any other CLs. Right? He was supposed to practice around week 7. This just in, it's week 12. He's not practicing. Apparently, according to ESPN, the 49ers planned to trade him last offseason. Then he gets hurt. Obviously, they can't do that. So he doesn't make it to meetings, medical appointments, whatever requirements are in the contract. And I'm not trying to dig too deep here. I'm just trying to give you surface details in case you're not aware. And they void his contract for guarantees for next year, this upcoming year, 2026. Now, clearly, they could still trade him. Clearly, they could release him. Clearly, it's easier with the voided deal. And apparently, I haven't seen this widely reported, but apparently somebody reported that he is not planning on challenging the deal or the punishment, if you will. That's how bad he wants out of San Francisco. I mean, there's been all sorts of things between him and Kyle Shanahan. There was immediate regret, apparently, that the 49ers... What was that?
Just cutting some audio.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if it was a reaction from Kyle Shanahan or Brandon Ayuk.
It was a reaction from you earlier in the show.
Oh.
Past versions of Chris Russell.
Oh, okay. All right. So anyway, Kyle Shanahan's been asked, hey, man, you know, like, what's his status? All this stuff. And it's basically been, you know, look, I'm pretty confident that he is going to eventually practice, at least open up his practice window. That was on November 5th. That was 20 days ago, right? He's still not opening up his practice window. He's still not practicing. Now, he had a significant injury. So it could be just that. Remember when Chase Young was coming back from his torn ACL and the Commanders thought he was coming back and they opened up the practice window in early November. It's a 21-day practice window. And you don't have to put a guy on the 53 if he's on IR and you open up the practice window again for 21 days from the time you open up the practice window. Well, here, Ayuk has not even opened up that practice window, or the 49ers haven't, right? So that's number one. Number two, remember how long it took Chase Young to actually play. From the time they opened up the practice window in early November, it wasn't until like, what was it, 2 weeks to go in the regular season? Late December? Back in 63? That Chase Young actually played in the game. Right? Remember that. But yet he had to be put on the roster after the 21-day window expired, which was right around now. He had to be put on the roster because otherwise he would have to be put on IR for the rest of the year and done. And they wanted him to play. They thought he was ready. He wasn't confident. He said he wasn't ready. So maybe Ayuk is doing the same thing here. Or maybe it's just Ayuk didn't attend a bunch of medical appointments, a bunch of checks, a bunch of therapy. Who knows exactly? I mean, there's this red shorts, black shorts. Stop. Nonsense. There's all the social media. Remember last year when he put up plays on video on social media of Commanders joint Commanders OTA practices that are not public? Remember that?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Then there was whatever that was from a couple of weeks ago with him and Jaden on FaceTime. We know Jaden loves Brandon Ayuk. We don't know what Adam Peters thinks of Brandon Ayuk. We don't. Adam Peters was part of the group that drafted him. You would think he certainly knows what Brandon Ayuk is, what kind of person he is. Supposedly, he's very well thought of in that locker room. I have no idea how he could be. He sure as hell wouldn't be me if I was Trent Williams or George Kittle or Christian McCaffrey or any one of those other 49ers busting their ass when this guy's off playing tiddlywinks.
He could be actually injured.
He could be.
Yeah.
Correct. He should. You know what he should have done? What's if that? He's still injured? He should have gone to all the medical appointments and all the rehab instead of playing on FaceTime and playing what games do the kids play these days on their phones?
Try sounding older.
Just saying. You're right. He could still be legitimately injured.
Yeah.
We don't know. However, the 49ers' expectation in August was by around week 7. Now, that doesn't mean expectations are always exact, but it shouldn't be week 12, and we're still not even practicing. And they voided the contract for a reason, because he wasn't dealing with his end of the bargain. Now, what happens in the NFL, when you have a significant season-ending injury, you get sent away from the team because the trainers and the medical staff have their hands full with the active and current roster. They set you up with a specialist. Maybe your agent sets you up with a specialist. You go in rehab off-site. Like, forever and ever and ever, Dr. James Andrews was a game day on-call, in-present consultant for the Commanders/Redskins, but during the week, he wouldn't be here. He would only be here on game day. They had the Andrews Institute down in Birmingham, where a lot of athletes would go and have the surgery and rehab there. Why? Because the trainers and the doctors can't give you the needs that you need to recover while also dealing with essentially what works out to be a 70-man roster. Can't do it. So supposedly, Brandon Ayuk was, again, separated from the team, which makes total sense, and missed a bunch of appointments, did whatever. Now, whether that was innocent mistake or not, don't know. Don't exactly know. But the 49ers felt it was not a lack of communication or a lack of him knowing because they voided the contract. And by him not challenging it, supposedly, it would probably tell you that he knows the same as well. That being said, he was there. He was there during training camp. He has attended some workouts and some rehab, but he hasn't been at portions of practice with the media. He hasn't been around in the locker room. And again, what Shanahan said on November 5th was, I'm pretty confident that he is eventually going to practice, at least to open the practice window. Still has not happened. So And Shanahan also said he's just week to week. When he had such a big injury like this, we're just waiting for him to feel fully comfortable to come up and start practicing. So, again, there could be a medical end to this still that is hanging over the head. However, I got to be honest with you. The Commanders should have zero interest in trading for Brandon Ayuk. No thanks at all. Remember, they've already surrendered three draft picks net for Marshon Lattimore, a deal that did not work out. A fifth-round pick for Deebo Samuel, a deal that I would say has worked out, but has no guarantee that it's going to last beyond this year. And they traded multiple picks, I think a net of three, four out, one coming back for Laremy Tunsil, and it's already costing them their second and their fourth round pick next year. Picks that they desperately need. The Commanders are not in the business of trading any more draft picks for any other players, period. Now, if you want to talk about trading a player for Brandon Ayuk, we can talk about that depending on who the player is. But that's less likely. That's less likely, but we can talk about that. More importantly, if they trade for Brandon Ayuk, whatever the 49ers did not void then has to be dealt with. And sometimes that's the trading team. Sometimes that's the acquiring team. Deals work different ways. So I don't want to talk above what I know. But if you trade for somebody, the contract doesn't go away. Right? And remember, it was a four-year, $120 million extension. And again, the 49ers, according to the reporting, have only voided the 2026 guaranteed money. So we don't know exactly what the remaining structure of the contract is and what the Commanders would ultimately inherit. Here's what I know. They shouldn't trade on any more draft picks, one. Two, I would consider a trade of a player, a nondescript player, for Brandon Ayuk. But it would be a very, very, very difficult deliberation. Three, the only real way that I would feel semi-comfortable, and this is semi-comfortable, in signing Brandon Ayuk is as a free agent when I get to guarantee what I want to guarantee. And that doesn't mean a three-year, $45 million, $30 million guarantee like we did for Javon Kinlaw. No, 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 no. I'm talking about, hey, man, 1 year, $5 million, incentives up to eight. I'm going to guarantee $2 million of that $5 million. Take it or freaking leave it. You want to play with your best buddy? Go ahead. You want to show the world that the 49ers suck and are wrong? Go ahead. We are not doing multi-year deals. We are not doing large guaranteed bonus structures. Hell to the no. No chance. One, you've got a very significant knee injury for a player that depends on speed and precise cutting and route running. That is his game. Two, you've got a guy that has already proven time and time and time and time and time again that he is not a part of the brotherhood. He is not a part of the fabric. He is not a part of an unselfish culture. He is what Brandon Ayuk wants to be about him. Him first, everyone else second. If you want to invite that into your house, because you feel, hey, man, we've just got to take the chance. Terry McLaurin's not good enough. Can't count on Noah Brown. Boy, did we screw up so far on Luke McCaffrey and Jalen Lane. We need more star power. Okay. Got it. You do. Can we find somebody else that's more mature? Somebody that's less reckless? Oh, and somebody that's not coming off of a significant career-changing injury. This isn't just like George Pickens going from Pittsburgh to Dallas and all you had to worry about was the major character concern. And so far, George Pickens has been pretty good. So far. This is, you have to worry about a major character concerns or major character concerns, and you have to worry about a significant knee injury that has taken a long time to come back from. And he may never be the same. No and thanks. No way. If you're asking me, I'll give it a 5% window that I would consider a deal. That's it. And if you're Adam Peters, if you're Dan Quinn, if you're Cliff Kingsbury, if he's still here and Jaden's driving you crazy, don't listen to him. It's not worth it. He ain't going to be happy. He's not going to be team first. He's not a guarantee in any way, shape, or form that he can contribute at a top level. There would be, again, the smallest of slivers that I would consider bringing Brandon Ayuk here. And I'm talking about maybe a 5% chance slice out of 100. That's it, period. And only under my conditions and my terms. And that's not going to work. 301-230-0980, your call's coming straight up. I know it took a little while to set that up. Apologize, but it's important that we, you know, again, get the details, number one, and spin it forward beyond just, hey, do you want Brandon Ayuk here? Yes or no? Call me. There's context. There's layers. And the answer for me is overwhelmingly no. What about you? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, for the first time today, let's go out to the phones. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on Brandon Ayuk, perhaps coming to the Commanders, what percentage chance would you give it and why? I say 5% or less. It's not only personality and character, it's also injury. And there's more. 301-230-0980. There's more that I haven't even touched on yet. Let's get to Lap, who's been hanging on forever and a day. Lap, sorry about that. Thanks for being patient. How are you, pal? Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Hope you had a good trip, Rooster. What the hell, man? You was going, boy.
Well, you know, man.
You in the right profession, brother.
I mean, listen. It takes me some time to get to stuff. I've never been accused of being efficient with my time. I had a former boss that once told me to work smarter, not harder. And I've had a difficult time learning that lesson. I'm starting to get it. I'm starting to get it, yes. But, you know, sometimes it takes me a little time.
And you try to blame Lunell when he's to come on your show, but you guys both are bad at timing.
Oh, it is Linnell's fault.
Too when I call his show.
Yeah, it is Linnell's fault. It is Linnell's
fault. Yeah, he's more of a distraction for you, though. hey, I like, but yeah, I hope you have a good Thanksgiving and with your family and everything.
Same to
bro.
You, brother.
I think Jaden should play for sure. I think he needs those in-game reps. He's got to be smart, protect himself. I'm a little iffy with Dan Quinn. I told you that before. I'm going to keep saying it, but I want to see how they respond with the remaining games of this year. And next year, we really got to make some changes and do better, man, if we want to contend, you know. And even some of these teams, Rooster, like, look at the Packers, look at Detroit. They don't look the best. The Bills don't look the best. And these are the teams that's been dominating for the last few years. Even Philly looks up and down. So it's not really that hard to, you know, make the playoffs and change some things, you know, in football versus other sports is a little tougher. But they just got to have a plan, man. And I would love to get Brandon Ayuk. I wanted him. I told you that before. We need a young receiver because I don't really trust Terry. And I was concerned that he might possibly get hurt, which he did. I didn't really trust Noah Brown. Ebo was a little iffy with him, even though I think he's talented, but his physical style of play makes it dangerous. It's unfortunate with Luke and Lang, but I really want Jaden to have a young receiver that he can build chemistry with, and what better than Brandon Ayuk. So hopefully that's a possibility. I know some teams are going to be looking for him, but we'll see, man. But that was a good breakdown that you did about him and everything.
All right, so I appreciate that. So just from that standpoint, right, you're right, they would have instant chemistry off the field and on the field, yep. All of that. But how do we know, A, Ayuk is one, back to the old Brandon Ayuk or even close, number one. Number two, what's to say, like, Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown, like, Jalen Hurts is like A.J. Brown's godfather or something, or their kids are godfathers, and A.J. Brown can't wait to throw Jalen Hurts under the bus. What's to say Ayuk comes here, even as close as he is with Jaden Daniels, and he constantly sells Jaden Daniels down the river?
That's tricky, man. I mean, that can happen. I mean, it's sports. I'm sure you got colleagues, you know, you work with, you don't get along or see eye to eye. I mean, it's just going to happen. But the common goal is to win. And this team has to be in a position to win a championship at some point, bro. We done been through the ringer. We done seen the highs and the lows. We done seen the bad decisions, man. And we're giving this staff a chance, you know what I'm saying, because we like Dan Quinn. We like – but. They got to show us something. You can't get mad at the fans when we react to things that's, you know, that we're used to seeing. So you have to show us something different. Like, this has to be a change all the way around. Adam Peters, like everybody, like Mark and Largo, he always says that. Like, Adam Peters got to do it. And the draft, man, like, you know, this is what I've been saying for years, Roos, and I think I told you this. Why is it that every time we draft, we're on pins and needles with the draft pick? Because I just be feeling like, are these dudes really good? Would they would have been there the later rounds? Like, we suck at drafting. And I done seen so many teams, as one of the callers called on Kevin earlier. He was like, man, like the draft, man. Like, we don't get talented players. And maybe we need to develop more. Maybe we need to give guys opportunities. But I don't know,
well,
man.
I think that's part of the problem. Both what they inherited and now what they've selected is balancing patience with he's not the right fit, which he should be if you drafted him. But specifically with Emmanuel Forbes, he wasn't necessarily the right fit, and therefore he wouldn't have been, in all likelihood, a draft pick of this organization under the current leadership structure. So there's a lot at play here, but I would say this. They have certainly struck out right now more than they have hit home runs, but ultimately, if they get Jaden Daniels to stay on the field and Jaden Daniels plays anywhere close to what he did last year, that's going to carry the weight for a lot of other things that have gone a little bit haywire. I got to let you run, Lap. I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving, pal. Appreciate you hanging on hold. We're going to take a quick timeout, do the trending alert right here, right now. on the Team 980 and then get right back to your calls. So I promise, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back to you on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so the Commanders are off today. Players are, that being said. They get ready for Sunday Night Football when the Denver Broncos coming up at 8:15 or so from Northwest Stadium on Sunday night. Broncos also coming off their bye. They've won 8 in a row. Meanwhile, no job yet for Justin Tucker as he lost a kicking competition to become the new Saints place kicker to former Commanders kicker Cade York. Remember his glorious stint here? All of one regular season game to start last year. Cade York winning the job over Justin Tucker, who just completed a 10-game suspension. Meanwhile, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, and many others, Larry Fitzgerald and Terrell Suggs and more, making the 26-candidate modern era list to reach the semifinalist stage for election into the 2026 Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Luke Kuechly on that list as well. Vince Wilfork, Jason Witten, Torrey Holt, and more. Maryland basketball. They won last night against UNLV. You can catch them tonight right here on the Team 980 against number 12 Gonzaga out in Las Vegas. Gonzaga comes in undefeated at 6-0. Maryland, of course, the only loss to Georgetown a couple of weeks ago. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so what are the percentage chances in your mind that you want Brandon Ayuk here? And does it differ from what you think the team is thinking? Here's one other thing that I'll just add to the fire that I haven't mentioned yet. Deebo Samuel's a free agent at the end of this year. There's no guarantee that Deebo Samuel, A, will come back, wants to come back, right? No guarantee. It's free agency for a reason, right? Not everybody wants to stay. Even though you think they might want to, they might only want to stay at $22 million per year. I gotta be honest with you. If that's the ask, I'm fine moving on. I'm not paying exorbitant money for solid to good players. I'm only paying exorbitant money or large money to very good players, consistent difference makers. So right now, and it's not all his fault, I would say that's not Deebo right now. Injury history, what have you. That's not Debo right now. So if that's the ask, no thanks. I'm happy to move on. I'll find somebody else. That being said, I don't want that person to be Brandon Ayuk because I don't know what Ayuk is in terms of a football player. Like, I know what he is when he was right, but is he ever going to be right again? You don't know that. Debo had nagging injuries. He didn't have a catastrophic knee injury. Debo didn't have as combustible of a personality as Brandon Ayuk does. But there is going to be a screaming need for a guy like Ayuk. And it might be not just one need, it might be two needs. Because we still don't know what McCaffrey and Jalen Lane are. We don't. Back to the phones we go. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Dontell in Frederick. What's up, Dontell? How are you, pal?
Chris, what's going on, man?
What's shaking, D? Same to you, brother.
Listen, man. You know I love you, man. I love your show, man. But look, between you and Coach Chief today...
Wait. Whenever Dontell prefaces it, you know I love you. You know I love the show. I'm listening all the time. But now I'm going to drop the hammer on you. Go ahead, Greg the Hammer Valentine.
I have to, man, because between you and Coach Chief today, it's the exact reason why we've been 30 years or plus in this draft, dude, because... It's terrible, dude. It's terrible, the analysis that you're coming up with.
Huh?
We need Brandon Ayuk. And the only way that I'm not getting Brandon Ayuk is if I can get George Pickens. Because this is something we never had before. And it is really killing me, and it's really, really been getting on my nerves that Sheehan keeps talking about the edge rusher we need, the edge setter we need.
He's right.
The corner that we need. And then he says, oh, and maybe a receiver. Dude, that's what we need, dude.
No, I totally agree they need a receiver. And I just said they might need two, right? But
you want to bring in Robbie Chosen and Jalen Lane.
No, but I haven't even looked at the whole free agent wide receiver list, but I would say this, right? A year ago, or last offseason, I would never have wanted to bring in George Pickens because he was a pain in the ass, and Mike Tomlin and everyone in Pittsburgh knew it. Now, my feelings have sort of softened and maybe changed on George Pickens because I see how dominant he is with a great quarterback, and for the most part, he's kept his nose clean. So I am much more willing to go that route than I am Brandon Ayuk.
But this could be a Pittsburgh thing with Tomlin. I don't trust them. They had the same thing with Antonio Brown and
you don't think that guy's a whack job?
Yeah, and Le'Veon Bell. They have a history of that. So I'm not even tripping off. You know when they talk about George Pickens. Pickens is a baller, man, and that's exactly what we never had. We've never had that game-changing receiver like him, and that's what we need, and I'm getting tired of talking about it, and everybody brushing it off like, oh, if our defense gets right, we'll be all right. No, our offense can be our defense for right now, and then let's gradually get the defense together. I want to win, man. I'm tired of losing.
Love you, Dontell. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving, brother, in case we don't talk. That's a great call. I love it. I love the passion. I understand where you're coming from. I don't completely agree. Again, you're dealing with injury and a pain-in-the-ass personality. A difficult manage, to say the least. You look at the free agent wide receiver list. I mentioned Debo, right? I mean, obviously, that's a huge deal. And they're going to have to figure out what they're going to do there. But then you look down the list, right, and you say, well, okay, Mike Evans, you want a veteran receiver? Maybe you talk him out of Tampa. But he's 33 years old. But Mike Evans is still a maniac. How about Greg Dortch? That guy's got speed. How about Rashid Shaheed? That guy's got speed. Just some of the guys that are available. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's get to Athan in Annapolis, AA, MCO. What's up, AA? How are you?
Hey, what was Tyler doing when he was smoking a stogie or pretending to? Where were you guys at?
Well, you know, so here's the deal. AMAC was completely tricked on this when I guess you sent him the picture or whatever, and he thought Tyler was smoking a cigar, but it's AI, man. He's literally, his sister took a picture of him in the hotel lobby on Saturday night as we were watching the NWSL championship game, and did this wackadoo stuff with AI and came up with that.
Well, Natalie's very talented, because he had me fooled too, because I was on the phone with your son earlier and I was like, you were pretending to smoke a cigar. You had a cowboy hat on. He goes, no, I didn't, Athan. And then it's like, no. I was like, Dad said the picture of you on the internet. He goes, oh, stop it. You know, this is so I get the truth now. I had to call into the radio to find out the truth.
Tyler does not like beer. He does not like cigarettes or cigars or anything of that sort. And he certainly would never wear a cowboy hat, I don't think.
Well, I don't think Tyler would approve of Brandon Ayuk. And let me tell you why, okay? The 49ers have been to three NFC championship games, two Super Bowl appearances. You've got elite players in Bosa, Warner, McCaffrey, and Trent, and others. And it's a stable situation where they do nothing but win for the most part. And he wants to give up his guaranteed money with a shredded knee, which hasn't been tested yet, to come here and have his bromance with his buddy that he went to college with. Absolutely not. Keep that guy as far away from here as possible. I know we need talent. But look at the show he put on last year before he got the contract, and it was all to skip camp. That's all that was, the back and forth. And you want to, let's just say that you bring this guy here, and he has a good year, and then he turns around and I want to be paid top five money, and you got another Terry situation on your hands. Absolutely not. We got our own fish to fry. I still think people need to just calm down and realize that we have a little bit more ways to go with building this roster, probably a lot more ways to go, and they do need to draft better. Absolutely not. Do I want that circus sideshow nonsense in here in Washington?
Yeah,
no way.
And again, you know, I didn't even think about the future, right? It's like, to your point, if you sign him, say you make the decision to bring him in because Adam Peters knows Ayuk, Jaden Daniel, and you're convinced that he's healthy and your doctors check him out, right? And you know, 1 year deal, kind of a prove it type situation. And say he goes and he goes off, right? Like George Pickens style. Then what? Now are you going to sink $30+ million into that? Into a guy that you think you know that was happy for a year because he had to reprove himself or because he was with his best friend before he starts throwing his best friend under the bus? That's what I worry about with these combustible personalities, is they will throw anyone and everyone under the bus for no reason, seemingly. That's what I worry about.
He must be related to Lavelle Willingham, okay?
Oh.
But seriously.
Yes.
Okay? Because you talk about somebody who'll throw somebody under the bus. But listen, Chris, okay, we all know you're the varsity, okay? But if you get offered, for example, like a spot to go like back to Chicago or maybe to go back to Vegas, and they're going to triple your salary and you're going to get the respect you deserve and everything, you love us. You love Sabah. You love Paulie. You love AMAC. You even love Linnell, okay?
I love you too,
you're
Double A.
You're going to go to a stable situation. Well, of course. I go without saying. I'm the mob.
Right.
So,
I've got to love you.
You're going to go to a stable situation. Yeah. You're never going to give up a stable situation that's going to change your life with guaranteed money, okay, with sponsors and everything, to go stay here and wing it with us in Washington because you love us. It's not. You're going to go do what's best for you. It's the same thing with this kid. He's the exact opposite. I want to play with my friend, even though I shredded every ligament in my knee, and I don't even know how good I'm going to be when I come back. Maybe he might come back at the first day of camp. He tears the other knee up. You don't know. Stay away from it. It's garbage situation. Absolutely not.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you talking to Tyler. That's the great Athan in Annapolis. Let's get to Jason and Laurel next up. What up, Jason? Happy early Thanksgiving to you and your fam. Appreciate you. What's going on, pal?
Hey, Chris, back at you. I love the Thanksgiving talk earlier. To do any bird, I don't care how you prepare it, you got to brine it. Brining's so... Yeah, I even brine chicken wings now before I make them. Brining is huge.
You know,
I don't care how
so
you
it's
cook.
Interesting. I did the brining last year for the first time. I didn't feel like it made my turkey any different, honestly, than in years past. And
How long did you brine it?
Probably like 30-some-odd hours. I will say this, okay? I think the reason why my turkey turns out so good is because of the oven bags that I smoke it in. I don't just put it in a pan and put it on the smoker or in the oven. And so those oven bags circulate the heat and the moisture and everything, which keeps it extra moist, juicy, whatever term you want to use. And again, I'm constantly checking not only the pop-up timer that usually comes in the bird, but also I'm checking with my own external temperature, you know what I'm saying? To make sure that I don't overcook it. And as a matter of fact, I'll slightly undercook it because I know it's going to rest in the bag once I pull it, and it's going to cook internally even more. You know, so I'll go like 155 on the smoker, maybe 160, and it'll get up to 160, 165 by the time I cut into it. But I get the brine.
Like you got to add fried turkey to your repertoire. Just
I do.
Try it once. It's awesome.
I know. It is a major flaw in my development. It is a major flaw.
And another thing you need to look into is they have something called a Southern Maryland stuffed ham. You got to try that.
Oh.
It's awesome. It's kind of a regional thing. It's amazing.
Oh.
So look about branding your nuke. I'm absolutely positively no. And if you told me, well, his knee is even better than it was before, I'm still no. And I do think he's talented, and I do think if he was on our roster, and I don't want that to happen on any universe out there, that he'd be our best wide receiver, and he'd be young. I mean, he's younger than Tarrant, and he's younger than Debo, obviously. I think Jaden's mom did a good job with Jaden. He's a good kid. You know, I have a daughter. You know, I know you do as well. I think we, you know, hope our daughters are good people. But I think Brandon might be the bad kid you don't want around your kid. He just, I don't know. And I don't think he's a very similar personality type to Jaden. Maybe that's why they get along. But I don't want that guy around my quarterback.
Well, let me ask you this. What if he is just a little bit immature, right? And maybe is just a little too self-absorbed, but not – he's not a criminal. He's not he doesn't seem to be like an angry dude. You know. What if he?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
What if they
feel like his
personality is manageable because of Jaden and because of AP knowing him as well as they do? Which I would imagine they're going to probably think that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if he fits the culture they're building. And I'd say this, even like, and I saw this from the I sent you the video. I know probably a lot of people did. But even in the beginning of that video, Brandon's like, hey, man, turn the camera on.
Yeah.
Jaden says, and I quote,
I know.
Dude, I don't know where you are.
Yeah, I know.
Jaden's even aware, what are you doing?
He sold Jaden out last June. Not this past June, the June before.
But it'd be a no for me. And
yeah.
I would not trade for him on any universe.
Yeah, I agree.
If they released him
and
you signed him, because his knee was fine. I don't want to do that, but a one-year
team-friendly, prove it to me type deal with lots of incentives, and even that I would be a little bit nervous about. Got to let you run, brother. I appreciate you. Happy Thanksgiving
in case we
don't get to talk to you and your fam. That is Jason in Laura. We'll get to Paulie next on the other side. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We do have breaking news, but of the political kind. But because it has everything to do with Washington, D.C., and because it was so instrumental in bringing the Commanders home to Washington, D.C., and the site of RFK Stadium, I'm going to pass it along. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser has announced that she is not going to seek a fourth term for re-election, meaning she has another year or so left on her current term. She is not going to run for re-election. She announced that via video on her own social media. So, listen, you couldn't have done the stadium deal without her. No matter how you feel, you couldn't have done the stadium deal without her. Because she was hell-bent on it. That is a huge part of her legacy, assuming that everything goes okay. That Muriel Bowser was able, somehow, some way, to make it work through a lot of trials and tribulations and a lot of unknown questions to bring the Commanders back home. Again, assuming that the stadium does get built, which there's no reason for me to think that it won't, but I don't rule anything out. That is part, a huge part of Muriel Bowser's history and legacy, is bringing the Washington Commanders home. And on top of that, think about this, right? Keeping the Capitals and the Wizards, for whatever it's worth, and it is worth something. It's not worth that much to me, but for whatever it's worth, keeping the Washington Wizards and the Washington Capitals in Washington, D.C., playing their home games in Washington, D.C. That is a monstrous part of her legacy. Monstrous. Sports. Building new stadiums. They're calling what they're doing at Capital One Arena basically a new arena. It's not an actual new arena, but the way they're doing it is pretty much a complete teardown and gut job. I shouldn't say that. It's a new arena in a lot of ways. It's not what they're build or what they're planning on building starting next fall winter at the current site of the now being torn down RFK Stadium. It's not that. It's not a brand new structure. But she found a way to keep the Capitals and Wizards here. She found a way to bring the Commanders back home. She found a way. So whatever you say about politics, this, that, and the other thing, like, dislike, I don't care. That's not what this is about. Her legacy is going to be largely, not only, not exclusively, largely about those moves. That's how she'll be remembered by many. Not by everybody, but that's how she'll be remembered by many. All right, on the Team 980, not enough time to get to a call, so line up now. We will get to you right after 3 o'clock, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. As, again, Muriel Bowser won't be the mayor of Washington, D.C. when the stadium is scheduled to open. The question is, at least in my mind, just as I'm thinking about this, might she be in a different role? 301-230-0980 on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.